DI Plus is recorded at 10 p.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday evenings in front of a live chat room audience on Pride48.com.
I have said record. You have said excellent. I think it's all good.
Can they hear you okay in the chat room on the stream?
I don't know. Chat room, can you hear me okay? Am I coming through loud and clear? I would really like to know. I can turn myself up just a little, but...
It was just because I had to move. I had to rewire everything here.
Actually, I don't control how loud I come through.
No. I just gotten to the point where I moved you over to another channel, and I wanted to make sure that that wasn't like a channel that they weren't hearing. Okay, cool. They're fine. All right. Are we ready?
Yeah, we're ready.
Well?
I like the one from last week. I am looking at a pig, Daniel.
Yes?
I have the pig in front of my foot.
Yes?
Are you, Daniel Brewer, ready for me, Adam Burns, to kick that pig?
From the Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the universe, it's time for DI Plus to come screaming at you through Tate Interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. DI Plus is brought to you by HotFuckableMelons.com. Looking for a watermelon to wham, a honeydew to do, or the Casanova of cassavas? Browse thousands of hot, fruity profiles at HotFuckableMelons.com and pick that special partner just for you. Don't forget to use the coupon code ADAMDI at checkout to receive double melons at half price. Check them out online at HotFuckableMelons.com. Welcome to DI Plus. I am Daniel Brewer, and I am joined from the fuckable melon free state of Arkansas by the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
Hello, Daniel.
That was pretty good for a cold read, right?
That was great. So never read that before in your life. No.
Well, I mean, I saw it the other day, but I try not to. So that was sent in. That was sent in from one of our lovely listeners. It was sent in from Jimmy.
You know, before I don't want to say too much about this, but if you go and search for fruit.
Yes.
On pornmd.com in the gay section.
Yes.
I come up on like the first page of results. I don't know what number I am, but
I thought you didn't come until like about 10 minutes into it. Anyway, it doesn't matter. It is 10:12 p.m. on a Tuesday evening, and that can mean, of course, only one thing, that it is time for us to... What? No, what are we doing? We're streaming live. You've gotten me all like...
I don't know. What are we doing? We're streaming live from Pride48.com.
There you go, on Pride48.com, and that means that we are joined by a live chat room audience, and who do we have here in the chat room this evening, Adam?
We have Ant, Brian, that blue jeans guy, DeAndre One, Incognita, It's All About Dan, It's All About Kathy Bacon, Mags, Raw Melon, he always come, RC Wisconsin, Bear Herman,
yes,
Georgian Atlanta, and yes. Good Humor Penguin.
Did you get Soy Nico?
No.
Oh, Soy Nico.
Soy Nico.
Anyway, I don't know.
Is that like a soy latte?
Yeah.
Is that like a soy version of Nico?
Right. Is Nico for vegetarians, as I think.
A healthier version of Nico.
No, I wouldn't call it healthier because I don't believe that vegetarian is actually healthier. But yes, it's a vegetarian version of Nico. Anyway.
Okay.
So how are you, Adam?
I'm doing great. I'm doing really good.
Excellent.
I'm busy. Work is busy.
You're busy. I noticed that you are wearing glasses this evening.
I am. I don't know what it is. I don't know if I've been having allergies or what, but my right eyeball at night has been itching so bad. And then my contact feels like there's some scratch on my eyeball or something. Anyway, I had to pull it out. I mean, basically, I had to take it out. I don't usually take them out. So
excellent. So have you been following the news on the social media?
No.
Excellent.
I don't think so.
No, I was, was going to say
the news on the social media because I
someone who was on our show last year at Pride 48 in Vegas will actually be live and in person in Pride 48 this year in Vegas.
Oh, who is that?
Toppy Smelly. So Toppy Smelly has reported on the social media that he has purchased his plane tickets and he is in fact going to be in Las Vegas for Pride 48.
There must be some really good deals going on right now because like we mentioned last week, two other people, two Jimmys, I believe.
That's right.
Now we have two Jimmys and a Toppy.
And a Toppy.
Who have already booked their...
So the reason I wanted to talk about this was because, you know, last year... Toppy Smelly did our opening for us, our little opening skit for our show last year, which he did a wonderful job.
That's right.
We thank him so much for doing that. And I thought, you know what, we could help him because, you know, Toppy does a show that is very heavy on the editing, you know, very, you know, he does his stories and he does a lot of editing and he spends a lot of time working on that stuff. He has all his little cast of characters and stuff. I thought maybe you could help him with his live show this year, because I know that you happen to have a device that you bought a while ago that you hardly ever use that maybe you could loan to him so that maybe Sassy could be there also.
Oh, well, yeah, I do. But I think that same effect is in my mixer.
But you see, if it's in the mixer, then the person running the board would be controlling it. Whereas if we gave it to him to use on stage, he could control
That's true.
It. So he could,
that is
he
true.
Could have
Correct.
Two microphones and he could control. He could also do, I believe, at least, what's the Dallas characters? He could probably do the Dallas, Dallas Cody. Is that his name? I think he could do that character. He could do several of his characters. It would be great.
There are multiple effects on that machine. And if he can figure out how to use it, he could even make his own, customize his own sound.
See? So what I'm saying is that, so Toppy, if you have any interest in that whatsoever, we believe that we can help you technologically.
Yeah, I do. I have it's got a foot pedal if you want to go that route. Well, it is actually a foot pedal.
Well, it's steam powered, so you have to actually be, get on the bike and control it, power it.
You will.
Yeah, it's
you will have to do that.
And it makes a lot of noise.
You
but
know,
it's all right. Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
You know what I think he should do, come to think of it. And maybe
what
he does
he
this
do?
When he's recording.
Yes.
But I don't know if he has a sock puppet. Sassy. But we have that table with the curtain, you know. There literally could be Big Fatty could be working the puppet.
No, you do
behind the table.
Trust me. You do not want Big Fatty anywhere near a puppet while we're
Look, I used to love I really think somebody should do puppets at Pride 48. When I was growing up, we had kids crusades all the time at church. I don't know if people know. I mean, you know, where a child evangelist comes and they bring all these kids in.
Oh,
they do three
God.
Or four nights.
Thank God. I thought you meant you actually like reenacted the crusades with children. You actually
no,
like murdered
kids,
murdered
no,
them.
No,
and,
no, no, no. It's like
in the name
revival.
Of God, I slay you. And
Do you know what a revival is?
That is after you've killed someone, you bring them back to life.
Well, anyway, it's like a revival, and that's not it. But anyway, for those of you who know, it's like a revival for children. But the thing is, they have puppets. So they always have a puppet stage, and they'll have all these cute puppets singing. And there's usually some comedic element, you know, they're talking to the evangelist or whatever. And I don't know. I love it. I used to love it. I love puppets. I bought puppets when I was a child because of this.
Well, you know, it's sad that you're not going to be in New York this coming weekend. So, you know, I'm very excited for your trip, for you coming. And one of the things that we like to do with people when they're here in town is we have a friend that performs in a thing called Comedy Sports in New York. So it's like an improv comedy troupe.
Okay.
And they split up into two teams and they do the games kind of like you would see on Whose Line Is It Anywhere, whatever, you know, where they get suggestions from the audience. And then they do, you know, different types of games and two different teams where they score against each other based off the audience. It's fun. It's great. If you're ever in New York City and you want to go to see Comedy Sports, that's Sports with a Z, comedysportsnyc.com. It's a great, fun little, you know, inexpensive thing to do on a Saturday evening. And one of our friends performs in it. So it's always fun, you know, to be there because then we, you know, It's that extra special thing because there's someone there. Anyway, the point is that this Saturday, I'm going with Kevin and Brian and Danbury and with my friend that is in the Comedy Sports and his husband and Robert and myself. And we're going in to see Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder and then go out to dinner and whatnot. But the point is that this weekend, Comedy Sports is not doing two teams like they normally do. They're actually doing one team of people and one team of puppets. See, so it would be improv puppets. That would be awesome for you.
Did I mention I love puppets?
I know, but sadly, they will. They're only doing it this weekend. So the weekend that you're here, they will not be doing it. But we are going to go see Avenue Q, so you'll get to see puppets. Right. So it'll be fun.
I once watched a movie called Puppetry of Penis.
There you go.
I did.
Excellent. You know, it was a Broadway play, I believe.
Although their penises don't really talk. They just like make origami like.
We could go see Naked Boys singing. I think they have penises.
I watched part of that on YouTube, but it was Netflix, but it was boring.
Well, you know, a play doesn't translate into a movie a lot of times. Like Rent was a god awful movie. It was a great play, but it was a god awful movie. Anyway, the point that I was there is no point. I don't even know why I started off that sentence with the point, because I didn't want to say the point. I'm really looking forward to you being here. You know, Adam, I don't know if you know what's happening this weekend. This March 21st, 22nd, this weekend.
It's not your birthday.
It is not my birthday. But it is close because it was my father's birthday on the 19th, but they are dedicating a park to my father in Plant City, Florida. That park dedication is actually Friday the 21st. So I don't know if this show will be out Friday morning. If it's out Friday morning, then it's today, if you're listening to it today. Otherwise, it happened this Friday. So if you're in Plant City, Florida, look up the Lynn and Hal Brewer, the Dr. Hal and Lynn Brewer Park. It's a sponsored by the city of Plant City, and it's kind of cool. I haven't seen it yet, but I know that that's going to be happening this weekend.
Very cool. Go ahead. Yes.
Well, I was going to say, because we record on Tuesdays, and we typically don't, because of our extensive editing process, we don't actually get the show out until, you know, Friday.
Well, what people don't realize is our audio goes through.
I know. Yes. Thousands of processes.
Oompa Loompas over,
we have
know,
to send
in the
it,
studio.
We send it overseas. That's how you met Mittens, actually, because he worked
in a sweatshop, an sweatshop.
Right. So a Malaysian audio works sweatshop. But the thing that we had that not Malaysian. What is he?
He's Filipino.
Filipino. That's what I was going to say. So the now you made me lose my thought. What I was going to say is because we don't come out until so this is the last show that people will be hearing before my birthday, because my birthday, you know, we'll record another show before my birthday, but it probably won't make it out until my birthday. So I have this new hope, this new birthday wish. You ready to hear
I thought
mine?
Your wish was you wanted to get
Robert a job. That is still a birthday wish. I want Robert to get a job, but now I want something for myself. You know what I want? On my birthday week.
I thought you wanted Amazon gift cards.
You know, I mean, yeah, but I don't need Amazon gift cards. And that's, if people want to send them to me, that's lovely and I appreciate them and that'd be great and wonderful. But really what I want is from March 24th until March 28th, I want to be on the beginning of every single Big Fatty that week. So I've got to say Big Fatty like 100 times this show so that we can get it in. So hopefully, you know, the podcasting gods will smile upon us and somehow, you know, we will get to be on the front.
Well, that depends if he's listening to it or if, I don't know, if it's someone else, you know,
maybe he could just cut all of the clips from his past. It's all about me because they said my name 1,000 times on that show. So maybe they could just take all of the parts where they talked about me and put those on the front of the Big Fatty show. I think it'd be, anyway, Big Fatty, by the way, is going to Vegas. I don't know if you heard that or not.
Has he already made his arrangements as well?
Yes, yes. All right.
I'm two fatties behind.
Two fatties behind. In measurements,
you know,
what is
great
that?
Show title.
Two fatties behind.
Two fatties behind.
Yeah. But, you know, I have a question that I ask you every week.
What is it?
Are you caught up on It's All About Me?
Oh, we're not allowed to talk about it. You know, amazingly enough.
Wait. Why are we not allowed to talk about it?
Because everyone's, well, there's all that talk about podcasts.
There was
I know
one
what you're gonna say.
Person. There was one about person.
Podcasts being incestuous. And then.
Whatever.
This week, I got a text message from someone who will remain anonymous who said, is DI Plus now the It's All About Me tribute show?
You know, so, what? Screw it. I don't care. I could guess that person is probably Joey. So, you know what? Screw you.
I'm not caught
up. I don't
up.
Give a fuck. I really don't give a fuck. I like It's All About Me. I like Mark and Ed and Dan, and I like talking about them. So there. So fuck you. I like talking about it.
Anyway, no, I have not listened to it yet. I told you earlier. I thought it was on the show. Were we not recording then? that I got a
You know, I cannot keep track of what you say on and off the show.
I had a very short gym session today.
Do not know what you...
And that's when I listened to It's All About Me, is during my gym session.
Well, there was a phone call for you on this. So that's how it's gotten now, is that like, people now know to call over there and leave you a voicemail there, just
I'll
to make sure.
I'll be listening to it tomorrow.
That you're listening.
Yeah. Over there. So was that it? Are you going to play the phone call for me? Or
no,
what?
I'm not going to play the phone call. I was listening to It's All About Me, and they still have a horrible theme song, which I guess they hadn't heard last week's show, because I said that their new theme song sounds like Burl Ives, which they're saying, Dan said it sounded like Nickelodeon, but I have no idea. It's their new theme song. I don't know. I think they should just go with Sesame Street tunes, honestly.
Why? Because you think they couldn't get any worse?
No, or, I'm just saying, like, you know, they should probably Sesame Street tunes.
They could use puppets as well.
Now that they know that you love poke, I'm so sorry. Here's what happened. Can I just tell you this? Because we moved, right? And you know that.
Yes.
And so I got everything set up really fast last week to record. Okay.
Yeah.
But everything was set up wrong, because right next to me here is the laundry room. And so I couldn't keep all my equipment over on the left-hand side like I normally do, because it was blocking the doors to the laundry room. So I had to get new cords and cables, and then I had to rearrange everything so that everything's now over to the right side. So my mixer is over to the right, and now my mic is coming in from the left, and I moved my CPU over to the right, and then that means the camera's coming in from a different angle. But what it really means is that my mixer is over to my right, which means I'm now using my right hand on the mixer, which I'm not used to. So it's just completely throwing me off. But then I realized that I hadn't like charged up the tablet. And so I couldn't. Oh, thank goodness.
Thank God.
Thank goodness I was.
Somebody called about his death. Jesus.
Whew. Excellent. Let's find out who this might possibly be. Hello.
It's Turnip Head calling, and David Brenner is dead.
David Croaked, Brenner.
Bucket, all that kind of stuff.
What?
I don't know. He said, who's David Brenner?
Did he say coach and fuck it? I'm not really sure.
He said David Brenner.
No, I know he said David Brenner. So yes, David Brenner is dead. David Brenner, to people of a certain age, let's say like Big Fatty's age, they may remember David Brenner from The Tonight Show. He was on TV.
Oh, yeah. Something that said he has some record or something of being on The Tonight Show, like 100 and...
He was a Jewish comedian that just milked it for everything it was worth. It was like every single one of his jokes had to do with being Jewish. It was just kind of like his thing. I do remember that David Brenner was in Vegas a couple of times ago that I was there, and he was like 150 years old and was just, putting around there. Anyway, but yes, congratulations, Turnip Head. You were entered into the drawing, and we have added that, $1. That exciting.
Now, I just want Toppy Smelly, not Toppy Smelly at all. I just want RT Cruiser to know that if you had called in about that person, it would have been iffy. We'd have been like, it's RT Cruiser.
That is not fair. That is not
because
fair at all.
There is an RT Cruiser tax on these phone calls. You know, we have to take out, you know.
So go to your things, because I'm going to tease this. Listen to this. Did you hear that? Now listen to this.
You know, I have video.
I'm teasing.
It sounds fizzy. By the way, Gay Country West joined.
Yes.
I haven't seen him in a long time. So I don't see that in the Trello. I don't see anything about that, but maybe
it's not in the Trello.
Oh. So, Filipino restaurant. So there is, have you ever eaten Filipino food, first of all? Is a question.
I think the joke was supposed to be, have you ever had a Filipino? Do you have Filipino in you? Do you want some? Right.
No. Have you ever eaten Filipino?
I've never eaten a Filipino.
Would you like to?
No, I would.
Well, there is some talk. There is a Filipino restaurant that has been featured on a couple of Food Network shows recently. And we're talking about possibly trying to do lunch or something at a Filipino restaurant so you guys can experience
Filipino
cuisine.
Oh, you mean
cuisine.
In New York?
Yes, in New York.
I'm sorry. I think we're busy that day. Whatever day so, that is.
So we can have some salted duck eggs.
Oh,
we can have
God. No.
We can have. I don't remember the name of the place, but anyway, we're discussing. Would you guys be up for something like that?
Here's the thing, and I'm only going to say this because he's downstairs with headphones on right now, so he can't hear me. Robert is from Oklahoma.
Okay.
Robert is from Oklahoma.
I'm from Arkansas.
Brought up in a very, very Oklahoman kind of a way. I love trying new food. I love trying new things. But even if it doesn't sound like beef or like steak and, you know, potatoes, Robert won't eat it. So
he doesn't eat, like, because they have stuff like, I mean, does he like Chinese food? No.
No.
Because they have egg rolls. They have rice.
Right.
You know.
I'm just saying. I mean,
does he like pork?
You know,
because they have a lot of pork.
You know, as long as you just don't tell him what it is. Like,
it's not like we're going to eat squid feces or something.
No, I'm just like I ate with Patrick from New York, one of our listeners, Patrick, and his husband, Songman, when we were there, we went to a barbecue, like a Korean barbecue place. And that was, you know, that would have been fine because they cook it right in front of you. You know, you have a little thing on the table that you cook your meat on.
That's like a hibachi grill.
Right.
Kind of
if it was something like that, then that would, you know, maybe because then there's no names on it. Right. It's just kind of like this is meat. And
this
I'm going to cook
just
this meat
grilled in front of you.
Right. But when you say salted, you know, yes. if I were to say the phrase salted duck egg to him. He would barf.
I have never had a salted duck egg. I've just pancit. I can't remember what that is, but I've had it before. I think it's noodles. Anyway, well, we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it further. But he has some interest in taking you guys. But he read some reviews about that particular. Oh no, not balut. I think that's anyway. No. But he read some
balut?
Reviews and he wasn't.
Why
sure.
Why are we not going to eat balut?
Balut.
Oh, balut. Oh, okay, got it.
Yeah, I can't remember what that is, but I know it's gross.
Excellent.
Wow, that's loud.
It is? Is that really loud? Okay, let's find out who this is. Hello?
Yeah, hi, guys. I see Cruiser here for the Celebrity Death. Carissa Dixon Wright, behalf of the ladies surviving. Bye.
Okay, RT Cruiser, I swear, if you come to Vegas this year, which I sincerely hope you do come to Vegas this year, if you're in Vegas, I am buying you a new phone. I'm going to buy you a new phone or a little portable recorder or something because it always cuts out when you're talking. I believe you were talking about Clarissa Dixon Wright, who
yes.
is one of the two chefs on the two fat ladies on PBS.
I heard something about a chef and Clarissa or something, and I Googled it, and I found the name, and I was like, that must be what he was talking about.
Now, you've never seen the two fat ladies?
Yeah, I have, I think. I think so. Are they British?
Yes, they were British, and but they had like the greatest theme song ever in the history of the world. Let's see. Theme. Two fat
now,
ladies.
Does she get an extra dollar because she was fat?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, so here's the title sequence to it.
Grab that crab, Clarissa. Eat that meat, Jennifer. Why doesn't that feather look pleasant? Fasten your taste buds
for gastronomic pride.
Cause us two fat ladies are itching up to get into your kitchen.
Yeah!
I seem to remember they would go and like they would go to some restaurant or something or go somewhere and do some what do they call it where they take the cameras out of the studio and go, you know, whatever, and then they would come back and cook something reminiscent of whatever they had, or at least the one episode I watched.
Yes.
They went to some, and they were
obsessed. Like one of them, I think it was Clarissa. Clarissa was obsessed with pressing sandwiches. She would like put like 18 pounds of meat inside of a sandwich and then like park a VW bus on it or something in order to squish it down. So then it was a small sandwich, right. A very tiny sandwich that you could eat.
They do that. What's his name likes to do that on The Chew.
On The Chew. Yes. There you
yes.
go.
Mm-hmm.
So
well,
there you go.
Another dollar in the pot.
Another dollar in the old pot. So anyway, so I noticed you had a kind of a what was it, not a feud really, but you had a problem with the folks over at the Spotting Big Fatty.
I don't even know who does it. It might be a wonderful person, but I have, you know, I showed the picture, chat room, you can back me up on this, because I showed the picture last week. I made a perfectly family friendly photo.
Well, now let's stop right there. So I wouldn't go so far as to say that it was family friendly, but it was certainly less risque than some of the other photos. Other than the fact that, you know, if you have a filthy mind, you could assume that the gentleman in the back who has Ed's head on him was, you know, anally penetrating Big Fatty on the bed. You could, if you had a dirty mind, you could think that. Clearly, if you know the context of the picture, Big Fatty had tripped and fallen onto the bed, and the gentleman, the kind gentleman behind him, was helping him back up. So it was really, you know, I don't know why that gets taken, you know, in a bad context or whatever, but that's all that was happening.
Well, I didn't realize, first of all, let's think about, okay, Big Fatty is not the most family-friendly of individuals. I mean, he talks about gentleman callers and slings and horror hotel like all the time, and yet a site dedicated.
Now, the chat room wants you to post the picture again so that they can like tell you why, possibly, it was censored. So if you go over to spottingbigfatty.tumblr.com.
I'm looking for the original one so they can see it without the censorship in front of
it. You can see Ed helping Big Fatty up off the bed, and where he has fallen, and he can't get back up. And so it was, you know, but you can't see anything. The part that's covered by the triangle is misleading because it's actually, there is nothing showing there that isn't showing on some of the other photos. You know what I'm saying? You don't see his penis.
You may see a little butt crack. I don't even know. I have no idea where I put that photo.
Right. So now, you just give up now.
Well, I mean, I just don't understand. I think they're doing it to me specifically. I have seen some unfriendly photos over there. Mm-hmm. But I think whoever it is has something against me specifically.
Oh, I see. So you think someone just has it out for you?
Yeah. I mean, I think so. I mean, I don't know that for sure. But, I mean, anyway, so I don't know. I'm just going to start posting. I already said this last week. I mean, this was a very short. I can't find the damn picture.
Okay.
Anyway, I had a picture that's not censored, but I can't find it. So anyway, I'm just going to start posting all of my Spotting Big Fatty photos elsewhere.
That kind of like defeats the point, though.
Well, we're going to have a new segment.
You know what you need to do? What you need to do is you need to email your Spotting Big Fatty photos to Peter G, because that Peter G gets everything posted. It was like the entire pages are just him and Frequency. Those are like the only two that post all the time. So just whatever you get, just send it to that Peter G and then he'll post it for you.
You know, maybe that Peter G is the one, and maybe he runs Spotting Big Fatty.
I don't think that Peter G knows how to use a computer, so I don't think that's actually possible.
Well, anyway, that's it. That's all I want to say about that. It is up there, yes.
All right. Well,
big triangle.
They can go and see it themselves. So these last two items that we have there on the discussion topics, can we just evergreen those for next time?
We can.
Okay, great. So because we have a tech segment and other things that go on, and plus I teased that whole thing earlier, right? And you're like, what the hell was that? Oh, wait, hold on. Hold on here just a second. Let me get that. Yes, hello.
Hey, this is Megs with the Celebrity Death Phone. Hal Douglas died at age 89. If you do not know who that is, watch the Con Air trailer, and I'm sure you'll recognize his voice. He did voiceovers for commercials and trailers of all kinds for many years, and I would guess probably got more popular than some of the movies he did the readings for. That's it. Bye.
Excellent. So that was Hal Douglas, who I believe...
Hal Douglas. Never before has the reality of the ultimate sacrifice hit so close to home.
At our house, he is the known soldier, and we're proud to know him.
A Seventh Heaven landmark event on the WB Monday.
Yeah, so that would be Hal Douglas.
He was also the one that always said,
in a world.
In a world.
In a world where Mags gets an entry. So in a world where Mags gets an entry into the contest and goes up by a dollar. There you go.
So this, and when voiceover artists die.
Yes.
Does Auntie Vera like throw a party because he has more, you know, possibilities to get work?
No. But if you think about it for a second, Hal Douglas, although he is the voiceover guy for a lot of movie trailers, is not a character voice. He doesn't do character voicing.
Can you imagine Conscience doing the beginning of movies?
I would love that. I would love it if Conscience were to do that.
I think Auntie Vera, this is a request, and you can discuss this with Gooch and Conscience. But I think that you
have you thought about maybe calling into the Auntie Vera program?
I could. Maybe I'll do that. But anyway, now that
you know
I've
what?
Already
we'll,
said
we'll
it.
Just, let's just put that on the list there. We're going to, at the end of this show, stick around. We're going to make a phone call over to the fatty.
Okay.
Or not the fatty. To
Well, I don't have to add it. We'll remember, right? Right.
So real quick, before we get to our tech segment, the thing that I had teased earlier, the fizzing noise that you heard in the drinking here that you heard, I bought a soda stream.
Yeah, I don't see the point of that.
You don't?
I mean, I know it looks interesting, like an interesting toy to play with, but I mean, why don't they sell soda at the store? I mean, so it's like, why? I don't know. I mean,
all right, so they sell soda at the store, which is, you know.
They do, yes.
Right. But, and that's great. But here's the thing. At work, I can't bring in a, like a 12-pack at work because we don't have ice. Right. So I have to buy it from the soda machine at work, which is $1.50 for a 20-ounce bottle.
That's so true. Yes, ours are $1.25, and I go. Right. I spend a lot of money.
Right, I'm spending. I happen to know for a fact because on our anniversary when we went to the casino, and after I left the casino, I had a $100 bill that because of my new bank account, I couldn't deposit it back into my bank. So I just went across the street to a bank and got $1 bills, and I used that to buy my sodas. And I went through that in a month, so I know that I'm spending at least $100 a month on sodas at work. Okay, so okay. This the soda stream was $79. Okay, so $79, okay. And the flavoring's like $6, and that will make the flavoring, so the $5 thing would make 12 liters, but the CO2 and everything will go for 60 liters. Anyway, it comes out to, so it's like very cheap, so it's like less than a quarter per each soda.
But my question is this, because, so you can't take a 12-pack or a 24-pack to work.
I can't,
or whatever.
But we have cold water, because we have the huge, you know, jug water machines that's refrigerated and stuff. So you get a liter bottle with the machine, right? So I fill the liter bottle up from the cold water from the water machine. So it's cold. And then I go and do the little CO2 stuff.
Oh. So how are you liking it?
So what I was going to say is that the actual diet soda is not bad. So the diet soda mix is not bad, but it doesn't taste like Diet Coke. I mean, it's not like you're going to mistake it for Diet Coke. Have you ever gone to a bar and gotten a Diet Coke and it kind of doesn't taste right or whatever?
I hate Diet Coke anyway, but yes.
Right, kind of doesn't taste right. All right, so but then they have another one called Diet Dr. Pete, which is their knockoff of Diet Dr. Pepper. It's actually quite good. I actually really do like the Diet Dr. Pepper. I think it's pretty close.
Old Diet Dr. Pete.
The other thing that's really good is root beer. So they have a diet root beer, which is also really good. So so the root beer and the Diet Dr. Pete are pretty good. And the soda's not bad. I'm drinking just the regular diet soda right now. It's not bad. I mean, you can control. It takes a couple of days to figure out like how to not overcarbonate it and like get it to the level that you like. And you can back off on the syrup or add more syrup to basically depending on, you know, how sweet or how strong you want it. And I have it at a pretty good mix right now. And I really do kind of like it. So I'm enjoying it.
Cool. Well, I know they have like hundreds of thousands of flavors. I know that because
they do.
It comes. I mean, they have lemonade stuff, and like I think even like Country Time has flavors. And they
so now the chat room is screaming at me here. They're saying, "Why don't you take a cooler full of ice?" I work on the fourth floor, and I park like you know in a parking garage downtown. So I would have to carry that cooler of ice in with me every day.
Yeah, and do you really want some? Do you? It's kind of embarrassing, you know, when you're carrying like bags of like groceries, ice, you know, all this stuff to your desk, and people are looking at you like, "What are you moving in or something?"
Right. And do a mini fridge. I don't need a mini fridge. Well, first of all, I can't have a mini fridge because of the power requirements, right? So if I were to plug it in, like if everyone in their cubicle had a mini fridge, then there would be a power, you know, it would be an electrical issue. So, but we do have four refrigerators in our office, on our floor, right in our little kitchen area and then the other break area. So there are plenty of refrigerators there. And so I do, you know, put my liter bottles into the refrigerator, right? Because it's got my name on it. So, I mean, that's fine. And you know, they stay cool. So it's not, you know, whatever. If I were to put a 12-pack in there, I wouldn't trust that it would just stay there. I would trust that, you know, other people would go and steal my sodas. That's what I'm trying to say. Putting a single liter bottle there, no one's going to steal from it because it doesn't have a label on it. Like, it doesn't say Diet Coke. It just looks like generic soda, and no one would steal generic soda. So, all right, I'm done. That was all I was going to say is I got the soda stream, and I like it, Adam. Even though I know you make well over $100,000 a year, and, you know, money is not an issue for you. But, you know, I'm looking forward to saving that $100 a month. That's what I'm trying to say.
use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, chart it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick, rewrite it, plug it, play it, dirt it, poop it, track it, drop it, zip it.
All right, so here we are in the old technology segment. We have not been in the technology segment for a while.
I know.
So
I'm sure people have been missing it.
No, I'm sure they haven't. Last time I said something.
Well, I know Kathy Bacon.
Last time I said something in the technology segment, people just made fun of me. Basically, that was the whole Netflix thing.
Anyway, chat room. I just posted that picture in the chat room. There is not only is there no butt showing because the shoulder is covering up the butt.
I can see his butt crack in the mirror.
There is, oh, yeah, you can. Okay, the mirror. There is a butt. There is one cheek and a crack in the mirror. I mean, who is even going to look at that? Anyway. And you missed the whole V and the little, anyway. Really? Come
you know,
on.
You know I have
Listen.
To edit, you know I have to edit all these out.
What?
I have to edit all this out.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do, because that, no one at home sees these pictures.
Anyway, go ahead. Technology.
No, forget it now. I don't care. We're done. So let's just move on. Move the show forward. I believe we have a tech question.
We do.
What is it?
Okay, it came from Gary McCoy. It says, hi, guys. This is, well, we have two tech questions. This is Cosmic Popsicle from the chat room. I'm thinking of building my first computer with a budget of around $500. It will be used for general web browsing, video, and video game playing. I was just curious to know what kinds of systems the two of you would design. Thanks. So what would you design?
Don't know. How about you?
I would go to PCPer.com because I know nothing about building computers. And they have specs for like low, medium, and high. I personally wouldn't build a computer myself, but I know you do that. I think for $500, I mean, I don't know. But I mean, I'm not the expert there. But I mean, if I was going to do it, I would go to that website. That's all I'm saying.
So the dirty little secret in the world of computers nowadays is that, processors really haven't gone up much in speed or anything within the last several years. We've all kind of like been, you know, topped out at around 3 gigahertz or 3.5 gigahertz. And we'll throw more cores at it, right? So you'll have like a dual core, quad core, those kind of things. Most games that are out there, and it really, really depends on what game you're playing. But most games are not heavily CPU intensive as much as you would think, but they are very graphics intensive. So they're GPU intensive, which your graphics processor.
Yeah, but it really depends, because you could spend $500 on just a graphics card if you're playing some high end, maybe not exactly 500, but hundreds.
Oh no, yeah, no, a high end
of dollars.
The highest end graphics card will run you about $900 right now, right? So, I mean, yes, you can spend a whole lot of money on graphics cards. You can spend a whole lot of money on these kind of things. What you really kind of want to hit is a sweet spot of RAM, right? So your RAM makes a difference. You don't want to have a gaming machine with less than 8 gigs of RAM. I have 16, but I wouldn't go less than 8. And you want a nice video card. And this really is just depends on the games that you play. And that's where it all comes to. It's like, what are the games that you're going to play? Honestly, if you play a lot of graphics intensive games, you're probably better off getting an Xbox One, because that's got, you know, the graphics for it are going to be tailored specifically for it. It doesn't have other things going on in the machine, so it doesn't have to be like running any kind of weird stuff in the background or whatever. The hardware is dedicated to doing the game, and it is designed specifically for the game. However, if you're hell-bent on getting a PC, then yes, go to PCPer.com. That's PCPER, as in PC Perspective, but shortened. So PCPer.com. And they have a thing called a hardware leaderboard. It's a tab along the front. You want to click on that. What they do is they maintain this, so it's updated every week. Every couple of weeks. It will say right on the little description there when it was last updated. So this one that I'm looking at now was last updated on the 9th of March, so 9 days ago. And there are 4 different builds that they maintain. So they maintain a Dream system, they maintain a high-end system, a mid-range system, and a low-end system. But you don't have to like go specifically by everything that they say, right? So you could, let's say, take the mid-range system, right, which is retailing out for $912. Which has got an i5, an Intel i5 Haswell chip. It's got the motherboard. It's got a GTX 760 gaming card. It's got 8 gigs of RAM. It's got an SSD on it. It's got a sound card on it. It's got a power supply on it. You don't have to get all that stuff, right? So most games, the sound is coming through, you know, is already recorded. They're playing back WAV files to you. It's not like you need a MIDI file. It's not like the old days where the sound card is generating the music. It's just playing it back. So the sound card that's built into the motherboard is perfectly fine. You don't need to spend an extra $50 for a sound card like they have here. So you can knock $50 off of that price. They also have you running an SSD right here, which if you're on a budget, you know, you can get a terabyte drive for, you know, less than $100 as opposed to this $160 SSD that they're trying to push you on. So you can shave some money off there. The GTX 760, the GeForce GTX 760 is a fairly high-end card. You can get just the one model below that, the 670, for, you know, right at $100. So that cuts off another $140. So that kind of puts you down into your $500 price range.
And I don't know if he's in the chat room. Hello, Cosmic Popsicle. He mentions online games a lot. And
now, the thing about online games is that they're not necessarily as graphics intensive.
Yeah. And I don't know, this is probably completely wrong, but would you need as much hard drive read-write speed for like an online type game as you would for a standalone, like, installed
game? Yes, you would,
game.
because the graphics are not being sent online, right? So the graphics are being rendered on your local machine. It's just sending, you know, your position, right? But most online games, and, you know, like I play The Sims 3, The Sims 4 is going to be about the same. I'd say for Elder Scrolls and for Sims 4, you could probably get by with the GTX. I'm running 560 Ti's, which is two series ago of the GeForce cards. You could probably get by with running the 560s or the 660s, and which are going to run you under $100 for those two cards. You just kind of have to, like, you know, go to PCPer.com, look at the mid-range system, and then just don't get the sound card. Don't get the SSD. Go for just a regular 7200 RPM hard drive. Go just use the sound card that's on your motherboard. And that immediately right there will knock you down to close to like $600. So that would be my suggestion.
Okay. All right.
And what is our other tech question?
Well, you have something about Amazon Prime, which I know you think we don't have time for, but you're going to edit out a lot of what we said earlier. So I think we do, because there was a big section where you like walked away.
I didn't walk away. I was sitting here staring at you.
No. I'm talking about when you physically walked away and I was doing like a survey with the chat room, like we were collecting. So that was a good like 5 minutes there. So what were you going to say? Because I recently got an email from Amazon Prime. So
yeah, so Amazon Prime is going up by $20. So instead of it being $79 a year, it's now going up to $99 a year, which is still an amazingly good deal if you use it at all, which I do. However, if you renew, so this price increase does not go into effect until, when is it? The end of?
I got an email, but I just kind of passed over it. I know Mark said he was getting charged the new rate this year, but I think they told me I wasn't getting charged the new rate until next year for some reason.
Well, it depends on when you, and I'm trying to find when the actual increase is. I believe the increase is at the end of April, maybe?
Yeah, it says, okay, we are writing to provide you advance notice that the price of your membership will be increasing in 2015. Your 2014 annual renewal will remain at the original price of $79.
Which is when?
On April 1st, 2015,
okay, yeah.
Membership will renew.
So it's, yeah, and mine is at the end of July. My renewal is in July, so mine is already going up this year. So yeah, I think it's the end of April is when the actual increase is going. If you are close to that, if you want to save yourself $20, that was the only reason I put this in here, is there is a way around it, right? You can go into your Amazon account, go into the Amazon Prime and disable your auto renew so that it doesn't automatically renew on your account. And then before the end of April, purchase a gift membership for Amazon Prime, okay, as a gift card. But instead of having the gift card delivered that day, use the scheduled delivery for the day after your subscription expires. Does that make any sense? So you're going to go now and purchase a gift card for $79, but you're going to schedule delivery for the day before or the day after your Amazon Prime expires.
So if
your Amazon Prime expired in September, then you would go now, you'd buy the gift card, and you would deliver it for September 2nd, right? If you're expired on September 1st. And then if you didn't get the card until September 2nd, right, then it doesn't start ticking away until then. So that's just a way to get a few more months. If you wanted to get another year at $20 and you're close to that, that
could
is
you buy two of them and schedule the other one for a year from now?
No.
Oh.
You can't schedule.
So you can gift yourself a subscription?
Well,
you can buy a gift card, right? You're buying a gift card, and then you're going to input the gift card into the machine, right? So you're, in other words, you're going to input the gift card, right? The code that's on the gift card, that's what you're going to put in, right? So you're purchasing a gift card now, but you're scheduling delivery for when the thing is out. Now, Amazon doesn't charge you until they deliver it, but you're locked in at the price that you bought it at. So if I buy it today for $79, but schedule delivery after the price increase, I'm still getting the $79 price, even though they're not going to send me the card until then. And the card that they send me then will be the new card. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Anyway, but you cannot schedule a delivery more than, I think, 90 days in advance. So it's got to be within a 90-day period.
So I think you had a link. Maybe we'll post the link on the website.
Right. So that is the thing to do there. And then finally, we have a tech question that's coming in the form of what, a phone call? Is that what we
it
have
is here? A phone call, yes.
Phone call. Let's listen to that, shall we?
Okay, so I'm not calling the Celebrity Death Phone. What I'm actually calling is a tech segment, because you guys don't do that anymore. Of course, this is Mark from It's All About Me. In case Adam needs to know, this is Mark, not Ed.
Did you get that?
I don't know if he's really
Mark.
Still tell us apart. Anyways, so I've got a big question for you. We run a Mac system here at the house, as well as Apple TV to view stuff in our iTunes. Anyways, we've got about 4,300 gigs of television shows, movies, and music that we need to store and back up. Currently, we're running off of external hard drives, of course, because the Mac computer can't handle that much amount of data. Anyways, so we want to know, what is the best way to have this all-in-one setting to, you know, instead of having three external hard drives, one for music, one for movies, and one for TV episodes, put it all into one system. So let me see what, I have no idea. I am not very tech savvy, and when it comes to computers, this is what I've come up with. So let's see what you guys can do. Appreciate any help you can give. Take care, guys. Bye.
Before you start, because you'll have the right answer, I'll just say in a roundabout sort of way, well, it's only now there. He's saying in the chat room right now, 4 gigs, which is not very much at all. So what comes to my mind as a fairly simple solution, which doesn't involve a lot of work, is Western Digital, I believe it is, has a network attached storage. Oh, 4 terabytes. Okay. Well, anyway, I don't know if it's 4 terabytes or not. You'll have to look it up. I doubt it is, because I don't think they sell any NASs, well, that you have. Anyway, Western Digital has a media streaming storage device that would probably be the simplest to set up, in my opinion.
So the Western Digital MyCloud 4 terabyte personal cloud storage, which is the NAS that you're probably talking about.
Could be. It's the name sounds different than the one I knew before. But yeah, I know Western Digital had several different media. It's specifically designed for media streaming.
Well, this one isn't designed specifically for media streaming, but I don't think that you need that really, because a network attached storage device is basically just a separate machine that has a lot of storage in it that gets connected to your network, right? So it's always on, it's connected to your network, which means it goes into your router, and which means that it's accessible by all of the machines on your network. So it just shows up as a network drive, or you set it up to show up as a network drive on all of your machines. So you use it to store. So it's basically a 4 terabyte hard drive that's on your network that if you put your movies and your music on it, then any machine on your network that has that drive mapped can stream right off of it and play it. And it uses, you know, as long as you're on gigabit Ethernet, it's going to be fine.
I haven't done any of this, but I don't know if he's wanting to do like actual media streaming though, like have an iTunes server on the thing, you know, or
no, I don't think so, because I mean, they have a Mac, they have those things to stream from, and this would just be a drive on the Mac, right? So regardless of whether you're using your laptop or your Mac or whatever, it's the same hard drive, right? So if I put my copy of Butt Blasters 2 on, you know, that I've ripped in or whatever, I don't know what their movies are, I'm assuming that's what it is, but so if I put Butt Blaster 2 on the NAS, right, I put it on there once, but then all of the machines in the house see it, so I could be watching it on all the machines, or I could be streaming it to my Apple TV or whatever, because an Apple TV will use the NAS through your Mac.
Yeah, if it's, I don't know what you have now, Mark, you might have said in your voicemail, I apologize if you did, but if you currently have like USB hard drives or whatever, then really the simplest solution is to just get any network attached storage that's a good price, you know, and has the amount of space that you need, and then you can just map it, like Daniel said, to all of your computers. If you want to do streaming, like video, you can use something like Plex, Which, you know, you can point it to all of your movies on that network attached storage, all of your video and everything. And you can also add channels like YouTube and stuff like that. And that has apps for your phone, for your tablet, for your Roku, for lots of other things. And then there are, you know, iTunes has a server, but, you know, for the music and stuff, but you can just use your computer for that.
Right. So the one that we linked in the chat room, the Western Digital MyCloud 4 terabyte personal cloud storage, is $219. It's Amazon Prime eligible, so it's free shipping. $219, but it has a USB 3 on the back of it, which means that it is expandable. So if you have USB hard drives, you can chain those on the back, so you can expand it from 4 terabyte to even more. That should probably do what you want it to do. So there you go.
Yep.
That is the answer. And there you go. That's it. That's the thing. That's the whatever. The thing. Hello.
Yeah, hi guys. Artie Cruiser at the Celebrity Death Phone. Scott Ashton, drummer of E-pop's band The Stooges, dead at 64. Bye.
Any idea?
I don't know him.
Any idea who The Stooges are?
I don't. Aren't The Stooges like wah 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 wah? You know,
those are the three Stooges.
You know, I'm doing this on the video right now, and they can't. Oh, you're not seeing it either. I'm poking you in the eyeballs.
I see. I just chose not to react. The Stooges. I'm looking now in my Amazon Music. Stooges. The Stooges. So let me. Is there any possible song that I would know by them? What would a song by them be that I even know?
I don't know. Because I don't know who they are.
I want to be your dog. I think that's that feedback they were talking about.
I don't hear a drummer. Oh, now I do.
Maybe he's already died. All right. You know, apparently they played with Iggy Pop. I don't know.
So what are we doing?
Sorry.
Never. I was going to say, he hasn't won this episode.
Although I did want to say this about the old Celebrity Death Phone. The old Celebrity.
Oh, yes, he did. Sorry.
What?
He won this episode already. Yeah, he doesn't get a second one.
He already won. But I wanted to say about the Celebrity Death Phone, you know, there's something that's happening. Somebody's on Death Watch right now. Yes, hello?
Hey, Chumley. Chumley. Pawn Stars, dead. Kathy Bacon, alive. Chumley, heart attack. The Fernapia hoax.
Who is Chumley?
I haven't been able to confirm it, but anyway, Pawn Stars, you know, bring in your sword from 1732. Pawn Stars.
So I believe we may have a callback from Kathy Bacon.
I was going to say.
By the way, Chumley is the younger fat guy on Pawn Stars.
I do not watch the Pawn Stars, but let's listen to the second phone call from her.
Oh, man, please disregard that message. I'm so happy. Cow. That Pawn Stars store is in Vegas. We should all go see him.
No.
Like, for real. I know. I could drive my car there to Vegas. Yeah.
I think
maybe I'll do that.
I
was going to drive my motorcycle.
Yes. Yes. That.
I thought he's alive.
Yes. All right,
Kathy,
I think
if you drive, can we also stop and get a dipped cone on the way to whatever that place is called?
I think Bacon should drive her motorcycle in Jeep. Bear can, like Gavin, can like meet up with her and ride his motorcycle. We'll just have a big Harley convention right there.
I'm flying.
At Pride 48. Maybe I should go buy a Harley. Maybe I should do that.
Maybe somebody could get you a Harley for your birthday. Okay, this isn't a news story, but I just have to tell anyone who has mega memory or who wants to, Kevin Trudeau has been sentenced to 10 years in prison for fraudulent hoopty-doop. Yes, on some new book he had about losing a bunch of weight.
Yeah, because anyway. He basically, you know, it was the book like the weight loss plan that doctors don't want you to know, and it was at the heart of it was buy a bunch of steroids from him. you know, exclusively from him, and follow this diet, which is only 500 calories a day. And people were actually like dying.
You can lose weight on 500 calories a day.
Well, of course you can. That's the point. You're starving at 500 calories a day. The point was is that he had a cease and desist, like, stop this. There is no scientific proof behind this, and people are dying because of this. And he continued to run the ad, not once, not twice, but 32,000 more times after he had filed an injunction against it.
What I really want to know is, does he really have mega memory?
Now, you know what? We should talk about that at another time, because mega memory was based off of memory research done at several different universities, and it was quite sound. It was just happened to be in the public domain. All he did was take existing memory research and package it into a book, it wasn't like he came up with it. He was just taking publicly funded research, which worked, and then putting it into a book. And into an audio
Does he have mega memory, though? That's the... Anyway.
Maybe.
Diners at Downtown Disney's T-Rex Cafe restaurant in Orlando were treated to a wet and wild dining experience when a giant fish tank sprung a leak on Monday afternoon. While patrons were eating around 4 p.m., something caused a seam in the tank to break apart, and water began gushing from the new opening. Diner Kate Wallace told the station that there was, quote, a very loud sound when the tank ruptured. Although the entire tank did not break, there was still plenty of water.
If you see the video of it, it broke, you know, it's probably, let's say it's a 7-foot tall aquarium. It broke down probably about 2.5 feet. So, you know, it's just the top 2.5 feet of it that were spilling out all over the restaurant, which is still an incredible amount of water because it's huge.
It's not as bad as, did you see the video of the wave that someone got on there? That, I don't know if it was in Florida or where, but they're sitting in this restaurant on the side of the ocean, and this big wave comes up and like comes in the restaurant and like knocks tables over. Yeah. It was a couple of weeks ago.
But I forgot what I was going to say.
It was 2 feet up.
It was about 2.5 feet up. It was that glass is really thick. I mean, if you've ever seen those things, like there's a similar aquarium in the what's it called? The something cafe, the Rainforest Cafe at Disney, at Downtown Disney, yeah. Also. So there's a similar, you know, aquarium there that has plexiglass that's got to be at least an inch thick. It's like, just for an inch thick plexiglass to break, it's got to be insane. Something weird had to happen somewhere. It was really, really weird. But I could just imagine like Big Fatty being there, you know, like, you know, I'll stick my fist in it, you know, like him with his hand right, like elbow deep inside the aquarium there, and like trying to do it.
Yeah. Anyway, one last story, and this is just really quick because Mark thought it was funny and he wanted me to talk about it. You guys in the chat room, there's a link to it, so you can go. There's actually a video if you want to see
now
the
penis I have to
in
edit
question.
It out. Now I have to edit it out.
You don't have to edit it out.
People at home can't.
It is a story. No, these may be some of the most mortified faces you'll ever see. Amid coverage of a helicopter crash in Seattle, Washington, Tuesday morning, Fox Denver affiliate KDVR intended to broadcast some Twitter photos from the scene, which were presumably being piped in from someone's computer in the control room. While they did find at least one photo of the crash, they also accidentally aired a very not safe for work photo. After the first relevant picture from Seattle, the host stumbled when a picture of Edward Scissorhands popped up on screen. That, in turn, was hastily replaced by a photo of an entree resembling an omelet, which, after one more click of the mouse, was swapped out for the picture of an exposed penis. Though producers instantly cut from the photo, the host reactions leave little doubt about what happened.
I don't think they instantly got away. He was there for several seconds.
I want to know how that happened. I mean, were they just randomly clicking
on
Twitter?
Okay, so that's another photo. You can see the smoke billowing up next to the Space Needle there, that iconic image in Seattle. Man, so that's Edward Scissorhands, so we'll just ignore that. And so, you know, a lot of people obviously, you know, following this on Twitter, tweeting pictures, and we're going to be following it here on Good Day.
That little...
they don't react vocally or with when they go, yeah, oh my, or anything like that, but there is clearly a penis there.
So how does it happen? Because somebody had it on the computer. I don't know.
No, but I'm saying, did they do some kind of hashtag search and someone put that hashtag on their penis? Or
probably. It was probably like they did a Twitter, you know, hashtag search on Twitter, and they were just going through the images. And some
it was an uncut penis. I like that. But anyway.
I didn't look at it that closely.
There you go.
There you go. All right. Well, excellent. That was the news. Great.
I'm so glad you helped me get to the fiesta today. Do you know why today is such a special fiesta?
Why, Dora?
It's a birthday fiesta!
Yay!
So let's all sing happy birthday in English and Spanish. Ready?
All right. It's time, everybody. I'm now German.
You're German? Why are you German?
Well, you know how some Germans, when they come over to America and they start trying to speak English, and then the V's sound like W's, and the... Anyway, it doesn't matter.
That sounds racist.
No, not
sounds vaguely
at all.
Racist.
Not at all. Okay, here is our first birthday. Let me just unmute that and send it to you, and here we go. And unmute it there.
It sounds suspiciously like a game show.
It is a game show. So I can give you a little hint about
please,
this one.
Please, God, do, yes.
So the people would have tiles, and they would drop the tile down in this slot, and you would hear, boop, 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 and then, anyway, that's all the clue I can give you. They would drop a tile down in a slot.
I do not remember this game. I had no idea.
Okay, there's one more game show.
Oh, so we're going for the host.
Yes. Here's another one.
Welcome to Love Connection.
Chuck Woolery.
Oh, damn. I didn't realize the name of the...
Chuck yeah. Woolery.
And that was Love Connection. So the one before was Scrabble.
Ah. Was I right? Was it Chuck Woolery?
Yes, it is Chuck Woolery. Chuck Woolery is... 73 years old.
73 years young. Excellent.
And I don't know if he's on anything recently. I don't know. I haven't seen him around. There was some special about game show hosts or something like 5 years ago. He was on that. Anyway, here's the next one. Happy birthday to you. The music will start momentarily.
What, are you showing a picture of a penis or something?
No, there's a fire going on. Wow, I didn't realize how long into this video the actual music starts. Let me just forward a little bit.
This is Maroon 5. Right?
Yes.
Now, this isn't from a TV show. This is actually the group, right?
This is the group.
All right, so he is also a judge on the Voice. It should be Adam Levine.
It is, Adam Levine. And this song is Payphone.
Yes, I know
that song. I'm at a payphone. And I am not Adam Levine. I'm Adam Burns.
No, you are not.
Adam Levine is, you know what? I think he looks older than me, but maybe not. You don't think that? I think he looks older than me, but he is indeed about half a year younger than me. He turned 35.
He is 35.
And I'm 35, but I'll be 36 and he'll still be 35. Anyway.
Well, there you go. He will also still have millions of dollars and you will not.
Well, I mean, I think in The Voice, he still looks very hot and sexy, but I mean, he looks a little bit older to me. I mean, anyway, maybe it's just because he's not wearing a baseball cap and I'm talking because there was an ad playing. Okay, here we go. Here's our last birthday.
Dallas.
It is Dallas.
So, the question is it the new Dallas or the old Dallas?
Okay, so I'll give you a little bit of a clue. This is someone who is in both, or maybe this is not much of a clue, but this is someone who's in both the old Dallas.
And the new Dallas.
And the new Dallas. And this person is not dead.
Not dead. It's Patrick Duffy.
It is Patrick Duffy.
Now, you would have been more challenging had you played the theme to The Man from Atlantis.
I don't even know that. So that's kind of like, what did I play last week? It was like the Sandy Duncan show.
Yes, the Sandy Duncan show.
That had like eight episodes or something, and then they canceled it. Anyway, so he is, Patrick Duffy is 65 years old.
65 years young. Excellent.
And those are your birthdays.
It's your birthday. All the other than, you know, my dad, it's his birthday.
Your dad.
Tomorrow, but he's dead. But it's his birthday still. And my brother.
Do you have a theme song for him?
My dad's birthday. And then my brother's birthday was the 15th. And then, my nephew's birthday was the 9th. And then my birthday is the 28th. And my sister-in-law's birthday is the 31st. So.
Yeah, but we don't do future birthdays.
No, that's true. Yeah, that's true. No, I do. I do have a theme here. You asked for a theme song for my dad's birthday. Here you go. You didn't think I was going to get in the show, did you? All right. Happy birthday to each and every one of you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Cumpleaños feliz. Happy birthday to you.
Excellent. Let's go to the old contact segment here and find out what we have. Is this
all right?
Is this
apparently it was also Queen Latifah's birthday, and it's all about Dan thinks we're racist if I don't mention it.
Well,
so
yeah,
happy
well, of course,
birthday,
well,
Queen Latifah. Huh?
Like people don't know we're racist. Of course we're racist. I mean, that's just thing. All right, I'm trying to figure out why there is both a picture and a voicemail attached.
She mentioned the picture in her voicemail, and the picture came in to our email.
Got it. Let's listen. You know what? It helps if I turn the volume up on that channel. All right. Let's listen to it again.
Okay, guys. Here we are. Now, I sent you a picture of the trip on Disney Day. Okay. So, let me see. You want
some?
Hi. Do you have chocolate-dipped cones?
I'm sorry, I don't know yet.
Do you know when you will?
We don't have a sure date,
though. No? All right. Well, I guess we'll have vanilla, malt, medium, no topping or cherry, and a small fry. Is that what you said? Could you make that a large fry instead of a small?
No, I'm sorry. I can't.
And that'll be all. Thank you.
Everything's
fine? Yeah, that's fine. Thanks.
Dear God.
Oh, I wish they had like you could register to get a notification when the...
I don't understand how much I love that.
Oh my God. I am moving to South Dakota. I am moving there tomorrow. Did you hear that? She was just like, yeah, I would like two hamburgers and a twisted malt shake with vanilla and then a large fry and then, oh no, make that six large fries and a corn dog. Nice. And then the lady's like going, that'll be $4.95.
I couldn't get over the fact that it was like, yes, I would like a blah, blah, blah. And then she I couldn't understand at all what the person in the...
Still, she ordered like 10 pounds of food and it was like $4.95.
I think it was like one vanilla malt and a large fry.
No, she ordered like that. That took way too long. That took way too long to do that.
Because she asked her first, do you guys have dipped cones? And she said, no, we don't have them until April.
You know what, Kathy, come to Connecticut. We have dipped cones.
They're $20, but they've got them.
You know, I had that... have you tried the... Shit, what's it called? The Ben & Jerry's, the core?
No, the only one I've had recently is the caramel cone.
So the Ben & Jerry's has this new core line where like the center of the ice cream pint is a solid core of either fudge or caramel. So I had the salted caramel one because you know I do not like chocolate. So it was a salted caramel core and then with sweet cream ice cream with blonde brownie pieces in it, around it.
I don't think that's on your paleo diet.
No. It was all paleo. It was paleo core.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Paleo core ice cream. Okay.
Right, yeah, it was paleo ice cream.
What would that be? Like a big sausage right in the middle?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Okay. We're done at drive-thru there. So I just opted to have nothing. I seriously, what I should do is I should just get a warmer at home and I could just make my own dip cones. But so I said to the girl, she goes, when we got to the drive up, I'm like, dip cones are like my oxygen. And she's like, what? I'm like, dip cones are my oxygen. And she's like, oh yeah, the dip cone is open today. And I go, oh, the twist cone? She said, yes. I said, oh my gosh, there's 100 people in line over there. She's like, I wouldn't go over there. She goes, so we should be getting the dip cones in like June or July, which is a long ways from now, I think.
Yes,
isn't it?
Yes.
It's not even April. That's a long ways from now. So anyway, she's like, I wouldn't wait in line over there. And I'm like, yeah, us neither. That's why we're here. All right, well, the end's only June or July.
Oh, she done? Okay.
In June or July.
June
we need
or July.
A call.
So she sent us the picture of the twisted cone or the twist cone, but that's not where she went.
No, she was just showing us how large the line was.
But there's not 100 people in that line. There's maybe like 20 people in that line.
Well, she doesn't like to wait, apparently.
Go give a kid $1 to wait in line for you.
They were talking about that on the Chew the other day. They said in New York, what you do is you just give somebody money who's already in line.
So it's all about Dan in the chat room has posted photos of the Ben and Jerry's core.
I saw that. It looks like a heart attack in a bucket.
No, it's not. It's just ice cream. But what I'd like you to do all about Dan is find the cross section that they always show with a flesh jack. Because every time I see a picture of these core things that are cut in half, I always think about the flesh jacks because that's kind of like what the cross section of those looks like too. Anyway.
We were talking about the guy who, oh, by the way, I did some more research. I cannot find the video of the guy who fucked the Hot Pocket.
Yeah,
but there is a photo.
I think he took it down. Yeah, he took it down.
That shows his penis. But anyway. The next thing he could fuck is the core ice cream. He could just hollow out the core.
Hollow out the core. Excellent. All right, let's move on to the next phone call. Hello.
Guys, we have a lab, and we have a insulated heated kennel for the lab, and the lab lives in the backyard, which is fenced in.
All right, when she started off her phone call by saying we have a lab, I assumed she meant a laboratory.
Yeah, I did too, like at work. I was like...
Like she's going to make her ice cream. She is so fucking insane nice. About this dipped cone ice cream that she like, we have a lab and I am
with
going
some
to
nitrogen
and I am going to make my own dipped cone.
We have a lab with some liquid nitrogen in the back.
But no, she in fact has a Labrador. Do you know what you call it when the dog barks at you?
No.
A lab report. All right, let's move on here.
And the only way to get in the backyard is to jump over the fence or come through the house. So yeah. Okay. So anyway. The Shih Tzu Maltese pretty much lives outside in the back with the lab, Max, when it's nice out.
Yes.
So when Oreo gets shunned by Max, she comes and hangs out on the deck by the upstairs sliding doors.
Is there a test?
Anyway, so she's hanging out by the door, and her feet are all wet because now it's like 60 degrees here today, and there's like next to no snow, and the snow's melted and the ground is wet. And of course, there's dog poop in the backyard because they poop back there, and it's our backyard. So what's his face cleans it up after it dries, and he rakes. It's not really good. Finally, poop talk that's not human poop. Okay, so anyway, she comes up to the door, and I look at her, and it's like her little mustache beard is, like, just as wet and sloppy and gross as her little paws. So, like, I asked, is she, like, out there cleaning up poop? Like,
But well, her beard probably looks like a dipped cone at that point.
Who did she ask? Did she ask the dog
herself? I don't know. I don't know.
And where does the Oreo fit into all this? Because I'm really lost at this point in time.
So Oreo is the Shih Tzu Maltese,
and then,
which I'm assuming is black and white because they named it Oreo.
And then
Max
is the lab.
And apparently they hang out in the backyard together when the weather is nice enough. And there's now soggy poo in the backyard because the snow is melting. And the Shih Tzu Maltese comes up to the deck and has soggy poo water on her paws and her beard.
Oh, my God, Adam, I just thought of the greatest birthday present that you could give me.
Soggy poo water?
No. For that week, you know, the week that I'm trying to get on the front of the Big Fatty program, the 24th through 28th of March, for that week, if you could just translate every one of Kathy Bacon's phone calls that week, because when he plays her phone calls, I'm driving and there's road noise and I can't hear a fucking thing she says.
What am I going to do? Have to send, like, call you and leave a voicemail?
No.
Her voicemail?
Just have him email you the calls ahead of time. Sit down and just record the translation of them. And then play that on there.
What? Oh, so you're saying Fatty needs to play my translation?
Yes,
of her
yes.
Call.
Fatty should play your translation. It would eat up, you know, a good minute or two of his time. So that he would be happy to do that because he has like 3 minutes of content and a 20-minute show.
Well, Sydney also has the beard thing going on, which I'd like to trim. And every time she takes a drink of water, it's this soggy mess of hair.
So Sydney
hanging down.
Sydney has a boyfriend to disguise the fact that
no,
she's gay?
No, the hair off the chin.
Oh, that beard. Okay, I thought you were talking about
Shih Tzus are very hairy dogs.
Shih Tzus are very hairy.
They Mark has now started putting her hair in that one ponytail in the middle of the head.
Oh. All right, hold on. Let's get out of this context. 3, 2, 1. All right, thank you, everyone, for sending in your stuff.
Thanks, Kathy, for giving us content at the end.
Do we have any? We didn't have any other mail or anything, right?
No, we had the email that we had was the tech question.
Yeah.
And the sponsor.
Yep.
And that was it.
So I think I figured out how we can do the voice knockoff.
Okay.
And it won't be as complicated as I was making it out to be last time.
As long as I have a chair. I want a chair.
Yeah, no. You and I will have a chair and we'll pick our team and then we'll basically do head to head. So we won't do all the battles. We'll just do we'll do head to head battles with our shows. But what we need to do is we need to find someone out in the podosphere who you can have your own show or not, preferably not have your own show because, you know, this would be a chance for you to do a little bit piece or whatever. But if you're interested in playing the Carson Daly part, we need an announcer to do the introductions for the teams.
Oh, dad gummit.
I'll write the text for you. You'll have a script. You don't have to.
Too bad Hal Douglas died.
I know. Yeah, we could have used Hal Douglas.
In a world where podcasting.
Right. But I think it'll be fun. I think I've got a great game coming here. I think it's going to be good. I think it's coming. I figured it out. I figured out kind of what we're going to do, and it's going to be awesome. Chat room is saying that we stole that from It's All About Me. No, nay, nay. They stole that from us. So
we're just paying tribute to It's All About Me because this is the It's All About Me tribute show.
Right. But there'll be no mentoring or anything like that. Basically, we're gonna pick a couple of shows each, like a pile of shows each, like let's say like 3 or 4 shows each, and then the next week we're going to put them head to head. So you're gonna take your shows and you're gonna pick what you think is the best 30 seconds of that show, and then one of my shows, I'm gonna pick what I think is the best 30 seconds of that show, and then we're gonna play the two against each other, and we're gonna let the chat room vote on which clip was best.
Oh, that means I gotta listen to the shows.
Yes, but only one episode.
Oh, okay. That's all right. I can do one.
And
episode.
They don't have to be Pride 48 shows. So we'll have a big bag of shows, right? So we can get like, some tech shows or some really bad shows, like some of those really god awful shows out there that are not Pride 48 shows. And so that way, it'll be great. So I think it'll work.
We need
a Carson Daly piece. So we need an announcer to do that. So if you would like to do the part, play the part of the announcer, you won't be doing it live. We'll be pre-recording your piece and, so it's fine.
Contact.
DubiousIntent.com. DubiousIntent.com. Exactly. You're going to make me do it?
Yeah. Of course.
I don't even know who came up with that one.
I can't. I don't want to reveal too much about how the show functions.
I know. All I'm saying is.
It was.
Yes.
It's popular vote.
But her little Shih Tzu that came back in with the wet beard, which I could never in my wildest dreams imagine that I would use that sentence ever in my life. But anyway, so her little Shih Tzu that came in with a wet beard, maybe he wasn't.
Soggy poo beard.
Maybe he wasn't clean. It could have been that someone spilled something, you know. So if you like let's say
maybe
that
some balsamic,
right? Some balsamic on the ground, and then you know, if you wiped off his beard, then you would end up with vinegary finger.
Yes.
DI Plus is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line, 2x2 DI Plus. That is 229-234-7587. Or send us an email, contact@dubiousintent.com. It was just stupid. It was supposed to be your week, so I was fine with that title because I can't say without laughing. So.
Well, I don't know. I mean, vinegar. I couldn't even find a photo. Vinegary finger.
I got nothing.
Try searching that on Google. All right. Nothing.
All right. So I think we're set. We're good, right?
Yeah.
I don't even know what I'm trying to say.
Good about for what?
I don't know. I'm just filling time now. Night, chat.
Good night, David.